Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. This Friday, the Brooklyn-based band Lucius will be at the Hollow in Albany, New York. The last time we welcomed them to the Roundtable, they were hours away from a breakout performance at Wilco's Solid Sound Festival at Massmoca in North Adams, Massachusetts. Since then, they've released an album, a deluxe version of that album, and toured the U.S. and Europe a lot. The album, Wilda Woman, released by Mom and Pop, appeared on a number of best-of lists last year, including Bob Boylan's All Songs Considered Best Albums of 2013, and their song Tempest was on Rolling Stone's Best Songs of 2013 list. We are two ships passing. How long will this last? We haven't had the time to work it out. Sitting in the back seat, who knows where we'll pass me? You keep Lucius is Jess Wolfe, Holly Lessig, Dan Molad, Peter Lalish, and Andrew Burry, all of whom attended Berklee College of Music in Boston, Massachusetts, though not all at the same time. With Jess and Holly on lead vocals in matching mod outfits, the curated look of the band gets a lot of attention, and they do look great. Thankfully, they sound awesome, too. Jess Wolfe joins us now. Hi, Jess. Welcome back to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much for having me.
It has been a crazy year for you guys. We've been keeping track of you around here. I almost don't know where to start, except that I will start by asking, how did it come to be that you get to spend so much time in Europe lately?
Well, we always wanted to be traveling abroad, and we signed with a label out there who helped to bring us over and kind of just sort of caught on a bit. Maybe not quite as rapidly as the U.S., but the thing about Europe is that if you don't go often, if you don't show that you are really attentive, the audience kind of loses you, more so than in the States, from what I've learned and experienced. And so we've just been trying to pay our dues, I guess.
How did you hook up with a label over there? How does that sort of process work? I don't know anything about that end of the music business.
I can't really truly recall. I mean, I think, you know, when we signed in the U.S. first with the intention of signing separately in Europe and abroad, just to have sort of focus in those areas. I can't really remember how the match was made, but We were talking to a lot of different people and Played Against Sam, that's the European label. We just felt like a family immediately. It just felt like people who were genuinely interested in hearing what we had to say and respecting what we were doing and how we were doing it. And it's hard to come by these days, to be honest. People aren't making money selling records, so you're taking an even bigger risk with a band that has a really strong vision.
Speaking of vision, before I came into the studio, I was refreshing myself on some of your official music videos, which you have. I love the one for Turned Around, and the Hey Doreen one is awesome, too. How did you, when you make a video, what kind of team do you have to put together to do that, and where does the idea for the visuals or the story of the video come from? How does your band do that?
Yeah, I mean, it differs depending on the video. For the Hey Doreen video, we always kind of had this murder mystery plot in our heads. And we had worked with Scott Cudmore and Michael LeBlanc. They're the ones that directed it. We'd worked with them on the Tempest music video. Mm-hmm. And so we thought it was a natural fit. They would make it eerie and spooky and kind of weird. So it was really a collaboration there. With Mimi Cave on the Turn It Around video, we just really loved her work. And we thought Turn It Around, we had done a video for Turn It Around actually a couple of years ago, but we had re-recorded it. And, you know, we're kind of making, the record wasn't even out yet. So we were looking to do something new and refreshing. And so we really let her kind of take the lead there. And she just had awesome ideas. And she's super creative and bubbly, and it just worked.
What does putting out a video do to help? How do you get people to see it, and does it make people come to shows, do you think?
I don't think so. I mean, it's the truth is that for us, we're such a visual band, and I think it's really important to have that carried over into all aspects of what you do, including videos and, you know, the live show. But I think at one point, if you made a music video, it was a big deal. I think now you have to do something just so outlandish or something that's never been done, which is really hard to do. And if that's your only focus, like, let's do something that nobody's ever done before. I mean, for us, that's we'd love to do that, but it's incredibly difficult, costly, and you know, it's just not always possible. It doesn't always come out the way that you expect it to. So unless that's kind of the only thing that you're doing, focusing on these videos, it's just not, you can't think of it that way. It should just be an extension of what you're already doing, and that's what we've tried to do. Also, there's just so much oversaturation of this stuff, you know, at this point. So you got to just do it for the fun and excitement of it, as opposed to, you know, really just trying to break yourself on a video, in my opinion.
Because, yeah, if you weren't doing it for you, then it wouldn't work at all.
Yeah.
You've put out recently a deluxe edition of Wilda Woman. Why did you want to put out a bigger, better edition of the same album?
I think it's really not the same album. There's like 8 new tracks that are either live or have never been heard, and remixes and stuff. And, you know, people are always asking us for a live record, and I don't know when we're going to do that necessarily. And I thought this was kind of like a meeting point. Here's a couple live tracks. Here's a couple tracks that we've wanted to release but haven't really had an excuse to. And it's the holidays, you know?
Yeah.
It's a perfect time to have something out there that's new and different before we head back into the studio in January.
How have you all had time to write new music, or how do you write new music when you've been on the road so much for the past year and a half?
Well, we haven't really had a lot of time,
right?
But in the small amounts of time, the little windows, Holly and I have gotten together and sort of gone off to Vermont for a weekend, or gone, you know, and stayed at a friend's place by the beach, or just tried to find a little retreat. We're always thinking of ideas on the road, not really fully writing on the road. It's just a little too hectic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're still in a van, so there's not a whole lot of space to do that. But we're going to be spending most of December and January finishing the songs, and then hopefully by end of January, early February, we'll be at least making our way to a studio. So you've been where I've just come, from the land that brings the losers on, and we will share this road we walk, and mind the mountain.
There is a video online, a crowd-filmed live version of the Kinks song Strangers, which is just gorgeous. I love that song already, and I love your cover of it. When you do a cover, how do you choose, how do you guys decide what song you'll put the Lucius flavor on?
Well, sometimes it's just a song that we feel would translate well to singing in the middle of the crowd, or, you know, just a feel-good, vocally powered song like that Stranger song. It's not been done too often, and it's just such a good song. I feel like people forget about that song.
Mm-hmm.
This Buddy Holly song we used to cover, and we still do sometimes. It was an old song that my dad used to play for me as a little girl, and I just really connected with it. And then Linda Ronstadt had done a sort of reimagined version of it. And then I fell in love with that, and I was like, oh, well, maybe I can sing this song. So I've always had sort of a relationship with that song. And sometimes, you know, there's some strange covers that we've done, or stranger covers that we've done, that just kind of fell in our lap, whether we were asked to cover it some event or some jingle or something, and it just never really happened. We just ended up using it ourselves, because we always, you know, we go full out with anything that we're going to be a part of. So we end up falling in love with something we don't even expect to.
You and Holly sing on the Tweety album, Sukire, that came out, I feel like I keep saying earlier this year, because a lot of stuff has been happening over the past 12 months. What has your relationship with Jeff Tweedy and with Wilco and with Tony Margarita Management meant for you guys?
You know, he's a hero to us. And to have a real personal relationship with somebody like that, who's just, he's a poet, and he's just mastered his craft, and he's been able to have a career that's sustainable and powerful the whole way through. And, you know, it's really just such an inspiration and motivation for us. And we had done his Solid Sound Festival, not this past summer, but the summer before.
Right, 2013.
And, yes.
And had the my favorite part of the covers night, the Waterloo Block.
We did ABBA's Waterloo, and then we did the Kinks' Waterloo Sunset, which mm-hmm. is just too funny that the two songs we sang on had Waterloo in the title. And then from that point, he just, you know, he was going to record his solo record and asked us to be a part of it. And I was really thinking that he was going to have these fully evolved parts, and, you know, that we'd go in there and just sing what he told us to do, but he was so open and so, I don't know, just gave us free range to do whatever we wanted to do on the tracks. He didn't necessarily keep all of it, but the fact that he enabled us, you know, was just such an honor. And this shows, you know, how selfless he is, even with his own most personal possession, his songs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We had just such an awesome time with him, and we've been able to do a couple shows here and there around our touring schedule, and it's become sort of family to us.
It'll be fantastic to have you guys in Albany this Friday.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Of course.
We are very much looking forward to this week. It's going to be kind of the height and the excitement at the end of the year. You know, it's like everything kind of culminated to this week, and we're looking forward to a break. But before the break, there's the huge celebration. That's how I like to think of it. So thanks so much for having us, and we're looking forward to seeing you.
Lucius will perform at the Hollow in downtown Albany, New York on Friday. Bahamas will open the show. For more information, visit ilovelucius.com. ilovelucius.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.